to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. For many people, the economy hasn't picked up. They're still struggling to make ends meet and create new jobs. Eben Goldstein, director of the Bard College Center for Environmental Policy, discusses how green technology can help.
With the current grim economic news and unemployment hovering at 10%, can green investment spark an economic recovery? Here's what our recent research concludes. Investment in clean energy can mobilize capital to end the recession. A sustained national effort to rewire the country with clean energy will mobilize large-scale private sector investment and initiate a positive feedback process whereby investment leads to jobs, which create higher income and demand, thereby generating greater investment job creation and economic growth. The solutions to climate change, ranging from renewable energy to high-speed rail to smart grid investments to sustainable biofuels, depend more on domestic resources and also use more labor per dollar invested than do fossil fuel alternatives. Reducing oil imports, for example, would redirect hundreds of billions of dollars away from foreign spending to domestic spending, creating jobs at home. The U.S. can also create jobs by reassuming technology leadership. China is moving aggressively to capture leadership in solar, wind, high-speed rail, and other key clean energy solutions. As recently as 1995, the U.S. was a technology leader in many of these sectors. By reassuming technology leadership and adopting a policy framework to support clean, homegrown energy industries, the U.S. can create new jobs by selling into an emerging global market. So yes, green investment does have a critical role to play in bringing an end to this current recession.
That was Bard College's Eben Goldstein. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. After breakfast every day, you know the one I'm on my way. I never fail to say.